These readings build toward a crescendo. We first hear about the majesty of the Son of Man in the book of Daniel, a prophetic vision of one to come. Then we read about Jesus, who is the King. He has freed us from our sins and made us into his kingdom. And then we have this conversation between Pilate and Jesus regarding Jesus' kingship. I want to look at each one little by little. Daniel was written in that interim period between the end of the exile and the coming of Christ. And the part we have right now is perhaps the most powerful. It's from this vision that our Lord Jesus Christ takes his title, the Son of Man. He always speaks about himself, or often speaks about himself, as the Son of Man. This text said here, you see, I saw one like a Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven. And when he reached the Ancient One, God the Father, and was presented before him, the one like a Son of Man received dominion, glory, and kingship. And all peoples, nations, and languages serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. There we see his majesty, his greatness. He receives from the Ancient One power, dominion, glory. It's all given to him. Now this is important, because that prophecy has been fulfilled. When our Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead, you see, he is the one who rules over the whole world. Now, we're looking at many people vying for power, dreaming of some sort of a world government. And we wonder if we can understand their plan and what we can do about it. But what about Jesus' plan? He is the Son of Man who has received all power, all authority. Everything obeys him, whether they want to or not. Have we inquired about his plan? Do we know what his plan is for this time of turmoil, topsy-turvy, competition for power, risking, even in our own country, a degradation of our way of life? What is the Lord's plan? Have we asked him? Do we know? What are we supposed to be doing? Certainly, our simple civic duty. It is still a democracy, and therefore make our voice known, make our wishes known, tell the Congress. They are our representatives. They're not our rulers. Do that in love, in clarity, without anger, but do it energetically and not in anger. But we still have to find out, what is Jesus' plan? The second reading gives us again a glimpse of this power. Jesus Christ is the faithful witness. We're going to need that term, faithful witness. The firstborn of the dead and the ruler of the kings of the earth. Nothing is going to happen that Jesus Christ, the eternal, living Son of God, does not allow to happen. If it fits into his plan, it will happen. If it doesn't, it won't. Does his plan just mean comfort for all of us? I hardly think so. Had we been a church that had received his mandate and lived it, the world would not be in the situation it's in. And now, some way or another, God in his mercy has to turn us back to him. And that's going to involve pain, no doubt about that, and difficulty of some kind. We don't know what. The Lord has a marvelous way of adjusting to our freedom. He has made us into a kingdom, priests for his God. And then it says, announcing that all that we know as this world has an end. This is not all there is. He is coming amid the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, those who literally pierced him on the cross, which fulfilled the prophecy of Zechariah, and those who have pierced him ever since by their sins. All the peoples of the earth will lament him, lament his suffering, lament their own sin. And he will say, the Lord God, the Father, will say, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the one who is, who was, and is to come. Again, power. God's power. You know, we read this time of year our Lord's predictions about the end of the world and about difficulty. I don't know if it's the end of the world. I hardly think so. I think we're more living in the era of the primitive church. It's a long time to come yet. But he is the king. Now, in the gospel, all of that shifts. Pilate, are you the king of the Jews? Jesus, did you say this on your own, or have others told you about me? What kind of king are you asking about? Pilate, I'm not a Jew, am I? Your own nations have handed you over to me. What have you done? And now we begin to sketch a glimpse of the power of the kingdom. My kingdom literally is not of this world. That means it does not redraw any of its resources from this world. I don't need this world for my kingdom. It's not of this world, out from this world. If it had been, some of my followers would have tried to stop me from being arrested. But it's not a question of that power, of military power, man's anger, man's plotting, man's desire for power. That's not the world. It's not the realm out of which comes my kingdom. My kingdom is not from here. Yes, I am a king. So Pilate answers, then you are a king. And now we have the secret to Jesus' kingdom. For this I was born. For this, I came into the world. Now, this is the Logos. This is the Word of God, and the Word was made flesh. The Word of God, eternal, almighty, the creator of the whole universe. And he says, for this I was born, I came among you, to testify to the truth, literally, to witness to the truth. You remember, I said, let's remember that word, first word in the book of Revelation that we read, Jesus is the faithful witness. Everyone who listens, who belongs to the truth, listens to my voice. And there we see the power that overcomes the world. It's in yielding to the truth And the truth is the revelation of God the Father. That is the truth. Jesus tells us, I am the truth. I am the revelation of the Father. Everyone who belongs to the truth is of the truth, not of the world, but of the truth, of this revelation, listens to my voice and acts as I tell them. Did Jesus conquer the world? Yes. How? By dying in an act of love. And that's the gamble. Do we love? Think of the heroism of God knows now how many million Christians who have died witnessing to the truth, praying for those who killed them. We've taken quite a chance, my friends. We're saying, yes, we'll do our best, we'll call our congressmen, we'll do all these hopeful things, and probably stop some of the damage. But the power that overcomes this world, the power of Jesus Christ, who is the Lord of the universe, is the loving witness to the truth. And as you know, the word witness in Greek is martyr. That's the risk we take. And that is so powerful that it has changed the world. And it goes on changing the world. If we want to change the world now, then we must witness to the truth, and we must do it with love and dignity and warmth. We have to find out what is the Lord's plan. And He'll tell us. That's how we celebrate His kingship. He is the King, and His kingdom is the truth, the revelation of the Father's face. And the Father, as we know, is love. God, the Father, is love. That's the gamble. Do we believe it? We do, until somebody cuts us off in traffic. And then all of a sudden, we forget all about this. Get a cop, get him a ticket, get, you know. No, we will have the grace to live the truth in a loving way. Will that mean persecution and prison? I don't know. But whatever it means, we know the only way that the Son of Man will take over this world is through love and truth. That we know. Now, do we want that to be spelled out for us? Turn off the television, close the newspaper. We know enough about that plan. And I mean literally. Turn off the radio, turn off the television, and spend time in prayer. King Jesus has a message, and He will broadcast it in the depth of your heart if you're interested. But you're going to have to put yourself to some difficulty. You need extra time for prayer and maybe for fasting. That is the power that changes the world. Now, I don't mean that we are supine, and I was at a press conference yesterday where the dignity and truth and moderation of the Christians was evident. It put a peace on that whole room of reporters. Who all didn't come to make peace. And they had their questions ready. God bless them. That's their job. But the way that those who answered those questions answered was like Jesus here. Love, humility, truth, and dignity. And I can't imagine that anybody of goodwill who heard this press conference for about a half hour, I don't know what happened to it after that. There were enough cameras there to sink the Missouri. I don't know if any of them got out there on the TV, because I don't own one. I take my own advice, you see. But it certainly got written up someplace. And even if it didn't, the witness was made in a Christian way. So yes, he is the Son of Man who receives dominion, glory, kingship. All peoples, nations, and languages serve him. He is the firstborn of the dead and ruler of the kings of the earth. But he is all of that because his kingdom is truth.